The activist group Dream Defenders spent a month at the Capitol following George Zimmerman's acquittal and the death of Trayvon Martin. It's that action that's causing FDLE to want to amend security rules to ensure the seat of state government doesn't have to deal with visitors for such extended periods of time. The proposal says citizens risk arrest if they don't vacate the Capitol at 5 p.m. or 30 minutes after the adjournment of a public meeting. Dream Defender Philip Agnew says that proposal violates taxpayers' rights.
This is really politically motivated more than a safety measure. I think it's interesting that this rule is, you know, it's being called the Dream Defenders rule, but it's going to limit the right of all people to peaceably assemble, to gather here and to petition their lawmakers. And that's really a core tenet of our Constitution.
In order for the change to move forward, the governor, Speaker of the House, and Senate president must approve it in writing. The changes also include limitations on how many people lawmakers with key card access can bring into the Capitol building after hours. FDLE declined to comment on the changes because of what a spokesperson calls security concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.